Are you looking to make a podcast? Well, if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First off, it's free. Nothing is better than free. Am I right? Anchor provides creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more services. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, which is very refreshing for very fresh, new podcasts looking to get their start. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Over the years, I've been asked a ton. Swamp Dweller, where did all the old Dogman videos go? Well, as YouTube has changed and as rules and things like that have changed over the years, I've had to delete a lot of old videos. Since so many people have asked and requested me to reread these stories, I decided that I would finally do that. So, sit back, relax, and enjoy classic Dogman stories from old Swamp Dweller videos. Before we get into these stories, if you have a story that you would like to share in a future video, whether it's a Dogman encounter or something else, be sure to submit that story at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. I would love to share your story with everyone here in the swamp, and stories like yours that help keep this channel going. Be sure to hit that like button and subscribe if you haven't yet. Now, let's get into these creepy Dogman stories that'll keep you out of the woods tonight.
Hey Swamp Dweller, my name is Rain, and I am a 25-year-old male living in Missouri. I will state that I am an atheist, and the Dogman is the only thing that I can say is not supernatural. My first encounter takes place on December 20th, 2017, at Anna M. Adams River Access. My first trip was alone in November or October of the same year. If you're leaving Lebanon, Missouri, on Highway 32, and continue into Falcon, you will come up on Highway K on your left. There is a sign there with a raccoon on it that has the access name on it. Turn down K and continue to Dawn Road. It is the first road on the right. The whole turn here is surrounded by tall pine trees. Dawn Road is an unkept road that leads through dense forest and then a big farm afterward. I recommend a vehicle with 4x4, especially if it has rained or snowed in the past few days. Past the farm, continue straight. You will pass a house on the left before a sharp turn with a guardrail. The turn left before the sharp turn right is the driveway to the access parking lot. I put out the directions for other investigators and warnings for those to stay away. Can't stay away if they don't know where it is. At any time of day, this is an eerie place. Dead silent. The river the access is connected to is the Das Kanade River. My first time here was to get a feel for the area. I enjoy conservation centers, and I was curious about what this place was like. How peaceful. It is very peaceful, but at an uncomfortable level. Going down the driveway, you will see a fence, and if you follow it with your eyes, you will see a red cattle gate sort of hidden. I took pictures of it and the rest of the area to show Renee, my girlfriend. In the pictures, the red gate was closed and looked secure in place. This changes later. I got the feeling I was being watched and the idea that I should not go down to the riverfront. I quickly left without panicking to keep myself from scaring myself. Fast forward to December 20th. I was following some Dogman sightings and stories from the area in the past 20 years. I found a few and heard of one in Falcon by the river in the summer of 2017. It was just some day that I wondered about werewolves being real and watched some horror films. I came across her YouTube, and that sparked my interest. Anyways, there was snow and ice everywhere, and we were surprised that my little car, a 93 Subaru Justy, survived the trip to and from. Renee was with me, and as I was showing her the place I found, the ride through the mud I talked about, the is and whats of the dogman sightings in the area, and what we would, you know, expect, and that we should respect the woods and territory. Back then, I was a bit of a nut about it, but I don't think my superstition has anything to do with my psychedelic encounter. When we pulled up, we had both forgotten what we were talking about on the way. Some more backstory. Renee didn't think it was serious and real. I'm schizophrenic, and I would understand if she thought that I was delusional. I wasn't the first to have the being watched feelings. We went down the concrete ramp and began to compete on who could throw rocks the furthest onto the ice. The river was frozen over. I then stopped and told her that I have had a very bad feeling that we were being watched, and Renee said that she had started feeling it before me, but didn't want to spook me. The idea of something, someone, or anything watching was a horrifying idea, and it didn't help that we talked about the dogman on the way here. We quickly walked to my car, trying to seem as relaxed as possible. It could have been a mountain lion stalking us. We really didn't know the truth, but we were still assuming the worst. We tore out of there as fast as I could drive without sliding into the mud and wrecking. The entire time we both felt like something was all around us, watching us and closing in on us. We were very vocal and informative with each other. It was only until we got onto Highway 32 that we started to relax and the feeling started to go away. At that time in our relationship, she still lived with her parents at 19, so I took her home, and then I went home and thought long and hard on what had just happened and if it was real. Before bed, I was able to distract myself with my music and video games, so I was doing that and napping. I have this dream of sitting in my living room with Renee. Then she starts to wig out, twist, expand, and then turn into the dogman. I pulled out my knife to defend myself and ran myself into a corner. I was freaking out and crying. My dream ended with the dogman standing in front of me with his arms high and out and his head coming down. I remember the hair and the smell of this thing. I'm freaking myself out now just by talking about it. I am then seeing my home from the outside before jolting awake. I probably fell back to sleep 10 or so minutes later. I get up at 6 a.m. and call my girlfriend to tell her about my dream. She had one to tell me, as well. Hers was almost exactly the same, only it was in her perspective of changing into becoming a dogman. She described the look on my face and the fear. She too woke up at 3 a.m. that same night as I. She didn't think that it was real until then. We are both straightforward thinkers and logical. She then told me that the red gate from the picture had changed. It was more broken when she saw it at the access. My third trip there was with my friend Alex, who was skeptical. And then was when I saw the red gate for myself, and it was all distorted. Anything could have happened to it, but nobody comes out here. Everything looks untouched. In legend, and other encounter victims, it is said that dogmen are telepathic, and many have had nightmares following their encounters. Many say that they dream of seeing what the creature sees as a ride-along, and is unable to direct themselves as we are stuck in some sort of trance. They run with it through the forest and come to an opening where their house is, and they can see some sort of distorted version of their own home. I have done my own research and got a lot of evidence and theories of what may have happened to the Dry Knob access, which is the first access you come to across on Highway 32 if heading from Lebanon. I found claw marks and shaving of trees, big patches of disturbed grass and dirt as if something had jumped and landed. We have deer in that area, and I could see their path through the very tall grass. Dry Knob is a much bigger place than Adams Access, and is more popular for picnickers and fishermen. There is an old, cleared trail from the gravel driveway into the woods. When it rains a lot, this area is always flooded, and it is obvious that the way the plants have grown and how it looks, that it hasn't been touched for a long time. I found a stack of medium-sized branches in a tree that were definitely broken in an obvious way. When it gets me through, it is on the path near its entrance. I found a shotgun shell under the old leaves. You're not supposed to hunt here. Since then, I have calmed down on my research and set it aside. I felt that I was going to get into uncharted territory that is best left alone. So, my friend, my sister, and I were exploring this abandoned mill near my house last night. We climbed in the first house, and were climbing up the stairs to the second floor when we heard a noise. My sister was at the top of the steps, and I was somewhere near the middle. I pointed my flashlight around the middle of the room, and we all saw this big gray furry creature that looked like it was hunched over. I saw a tail, and my sister said she saw it had big meaty shoulders, humanoid hands, and glowing yellow eyes. We quickly realized whatever this thing was, it was probably not too happy with us being in its territory. We swiftly got the heck out of there. What really sent chills down our spine was the fact that when we walked around the house, we noticed that there was a ladder going up to the second story. In order to get into the house, we had to step up on this barrel and climb up onto a metal pole to hoist ourselves up to the entrance, which was about 7 or 8 feet off the ground. That means whatever this creature was, probably could not have gotten up there the way we did. If he used a ladder, it was definitely something humanoid and messed up. Once we got back home, we did our research about possible animals it could have been, and living in Virginia, there were not many animals that resembled the creature that we saw. It was too big to be a fox or a cat. It had different fur than a wolf. It had a tail, so it couldn't be a bear. This led us to do more research into cryptids. We came across the stories of Dogman, and when we looked at the pictures that came up, it seemed to resemble what we saw. I read some stories about Dogman and stumbled across the Swamp Dweller channel. From these stories, it seemed that people who saw it usually formed obsessions over it, and my sister, being the only one that saw its eyes, was ranting and raving about how curious they looked. She kept saying she wanted to go back and see it again. My sister drew a sketch of what she saw and was doing some tarot readings after we got home. She had her cards stacked on her sketchbook, and a bug crawled into it and started going crazy, running around until it stepped in the middle of the deck, and then it stopped moving. My friend picked up the top card, and it was the Wolfman card. We're thinking of going back to investigate soon, but I just wanted to tell this story to let you know that there may be dogmen in Virginia.
Hi, Swamp Dweller. My name is Glenn. I live in southern Louisiana, all the way south. I won't give an exact location, but it's about 1 hour from Baton Rouge and 2 hours from New Orleans. I have lived here all my life. I grew up hunting and fishing ever since I could hold a gun and a fishing pole. I thought I had seen every animal that they had to see in the woods, never believed in Dogman or Bigfoot. Well, now, my friends, I can tell you with 100% certainty, they exist. Where I live, I own 58 acres of about half hard woods and swampland. Well, my encounter happened around 2 years ago. See, where I live in, it's in the woods, in a trailer behind my mother's house. I have no driveway. It's a dirt path that runs through a small section of woods that separates my house from my mom's. Well, anyways, it was 4 a.m. when I got up to go to work. I got dressed and was getting ready to leave. I went to let my dog out to do his business. He is a 145-pound pit bull named Bear, and he was acting very weird. He would just stand in the doorway and growl and whine. He would not go out, and when I went to leave, he kept trying to get between me and the door. So I just pushed past him and started walking up to my truck. It was still dark, and all I had was a keychain light, and it was not bright, barely enough to light up the path. As I started my way up to the path, something just didn't feel right. It's hard to explain. It's like the air was heavy, if that makes any sense at all. And all I could smell was this musky, piss smell. I kept walking and kept going forward, trying to brush it off. It's about 275 yards away from my house at this point, where my truck is parked. About halfway through the wooded part, I could hear something walking behind me crunching leaves. Every time I could stop, I would hear it abruptly stop as well. I would shine my light, and I could see these two greenish-yellow eyes about 4.5 feet off the ground. The hair instantly stood up on the back of my neck, and this wave of fear came over me. Like I said, I have hunted and killed everything around here. I don't by any means scare easily. I have even jumped in the water on a 7-foot gator's back, slit its throat, but this thing scared the hell out of me. I can't explain why at this time, but all I could see was its eyes and didn't know what it was. I just knew it was big and somehow projected fear. I was so scared I slowly just realized I couldn't move at all. As I'm standing there, shining my really crappy light on this thing, it starts to slowly come my way. It took everything I had to get my legs to work. I turned around and ran as fast as I could. As I am running, I can hear this thing behind me, its feet making a loud pounding sound. I know this sounds crazy, but I could feel this thing's hot, rancid, meat-smelling breath on my back of my neck. I don't know how, but I made it out of the wooded part of the path. I had about 45 yards to go to get to my truck. I'm fumbling to get my keys out of my pocket. Thank God the car was unlocked. I jumped in my pickup truck and immediately hit the lights. It was parked facing the woods. When I light up the path, I just about peed my pants. If I would have needed, I would have. It was a creature out of my worst nightmare. Just thinking about this thing is giving me chills as I'm writing this. This thing was at least 7 to 8 feet tall. It kind of looks like a werewolf from the movie Silver Bullet. It just stood there on its back legs looking at me. This thing was huge. It would make any heavyweight bodybuilder jealous. I grabbed my phone to try to get a picture, but by the time I got my phone unlocked and on the camera, it had backed up into the woods. I snapped a picture, but all you could see was a blurry black shape. I called my mom and told her to make sure the doors were locked and she had the shotgun by her side. I couldn't tell her what I had really saw. I said I saw someone in black creeping around. I've only told this to one other person, and they didn't know it, but I know they think I'm crazy. So I just keep my mouth shut about it now. I know this beast could have caught me, but it didn't. I think it just wanted to scare the crap out of me or something. I think it somehow feeds off the fear it causes. It's been 2 years since this happened. I haven't seen it since. But a few times I have heard a scratching on the side of my trailer. Sometimes I hear the coyotes howling and yipping, then I hear this deep wolf-sounding howl, and the coyotes shut up, and there are no wolves in Louisiana, so I know what it is. I'm just starting to go into the woods again, but never before daylight, and never without a rifle or a shotgun, or at least a pistol. Anyone who wants to seek these creatures out, I beg that you don't. It could ruin your life. Be safe in the woods, and God bless. My story takes place 4 years ago when I was just 14 years old. I wanted to go hunting out on our property, which is about 370 acres in total. It took some convincing, but my old man finally agreed that I could go hunting on my own. When it was time to go, I was absolutely excited. I grabbed my Molly bag and crossbow before jumping onto the dirt bike and setting off on my hunt. It was about 8 in the morning when I got to my grandpa's property and saw all the no trespassing signs. I ignored these and sprayed doe pee on all of my stuff to make sure nothing would smell me. I rushed off to my favorite tree stand. I'm on my way up to my tripod when suddenly I hear a loud thump. A tree fell, but I thought it was coincidental at the time. I continued my climb. Another tree soon falls, and I stop. I'm actually worried at this point, and looking into the distance. Suddenly, there was a high-pitched scream in the distance. I couldn't describe it too well, as I'm pretty much deaf, and have an implant in my ear that helps me hear. It was when I was almost at the top, I see a monster buck running for its life. I quickly slide down and grab my crossbow when I suddenly see this huge dog-like figure staring me in the eyes. It's now standing on its back legs. I was too afraid to move when my great-grandfather shows up on an ATV and yells at me to get on. I hop on and he and I leave. Later on, my hunting pal, I'll keep his name private, mentioned to me a story about a black dog-like figure that would prowl the woods. I believe it was the Dogman. If you ever encounter one, just run. In Roscommon County, Michigan, a few years back, I had what I believed to be a Wendigo or possibly a Dogman encounter. I was biking down an old, quiet two-track near my home, scoping out 100 acres of land that had lowered immensely in price. It was 1 in the afternoon when I caught sight of a figure about 10 to 12 feet tall, taking roughly 3 steps about 50 yards ahead of me across the property line. I quickly stopped my bike, gazing ahead for a better look. The figure had backward hind legs, its neck was strange, and its eye was a distinct yellow. The neck was so long, it looked as though the thing could swallow an entire human in it. When it walked, there was no up or down movement, but more of a gliding. This figure seemed spiritual, not physical, and it soon disappeared. I went to check for tracks, but I seemingly found none. The land eventually sold, and when it did, I was back to check out an RV someone was selling. The land the RV was on was the same land I'd witnessed the creature 6 months prior. Seeing this made all the memories of the creature flood back to me. I wanted to ask the elderly owners if they'd noticed anything strange while out here, but I also thought that might be bizarre. I was there on business, so I had to be careful on my wording. Knocking on the couple's door, they opened up. I told them I knew the land well and was curious if they had seen any wolves or wildlife around the area. The couple smiled and went on a heavy rebuke of wolves. I then changed the subject and went inside the RV to find walls covered in wallpapers of wolves, pictures of wolves everywhere. There were also many references to Indians and dreamcatchers. I never did buy the RV, but I believe what I saw 6 months prior was a Dogman or maybe a Wendigo in spiritual form or something. It was 2007 and I was 18 years old at the time. I grew up knowing about the Dogman and really didn't believe it was real. I played in the woods a lot as a young kid. One warm fall day, my boyfriend, myself, and 2 friends went out to see my grandmother at her family cabin. When we got there, my 2 younger cousins were there as well. They wanted to walk down to the river, so we all went, leaving my grandmother to have some alone time without the 2 young boys. As we walk up the hill, the boys wanted to race the 2 older boys. So when we got to the start of the trail going to the river, all four boys lined up and I yelled, "Ready, set, go." As the boys ran down, us girls were yelling, "Run faster, who's going to win?" Just then, a huge buck came out of nowhere. My boyfriend grabs one of the young boys out of the way. I saw the buck and looked to see where it had come from. My family is very into hunting, and we hadn't been quiet by any means. This deer should have heard us long before we were close and ran off before we saw it. As I looked to where it came from, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. It was like my brain and I were fighting to make sense of what was happening. A huge black dog standing on two legs was standing there. It looked like a man with a dog's head. It wasn't looking at me. It was looking at my boyfriend. It looked to be out of breath like it had been running. I look at my boyfriend and he was looking at it as well, but the others were watching the deer. When I looked back, I saw it run back down the hill. I ran up to my boyfriend. His eyes were wide and he looked at me. All I could say was, "Yes, I saw it too." The young boy and our two friends didn't see it, so we went to the river and back to the cabin. We left and my boyfriend and I really didn't talk about it. Later that night, some more of our friends came over and all the boys wanted to play Guitar Hero. As they played, I took a picture of them. Now my boyfriend and I live in a very old farmhouse. The windows are floor-to-ceiling windows. They are about 6, maybe 7 feet tall. In one of the pictures, you can see my dog laying on the floor asleep and all the boys are in my picture. Well, it was about a week or two after the picture was taken that my friend wanted to see all the pictures I took that night. So I put them on my laptop. She was looking at them and she yelled for me and my boyfriend to come. She zooms in, and in the top corner of the window was a dog's face with its mouth open. We couldn't believe it. After she left, my boyfriend and I sat there looking at it. Had this thing followed us? Or had it found us somehow? Was it mad about the deer? It was terrifying. When I was a boy of just 16 years old, we lived way back up in a hollow in a farmhouse about a mile back into the woods up a steep gravel road. It was the only house in that hollow. One night, it was winter, my dad woke me up in the wee hours of the night, handed me a 12-gauge single shotgun, 3 double-op buckshot shells, and a flashlight, and told me to go out and shoot whatever varmint was spooking the pigs. So I got up and quickly pulled on my clothes and boots and went out the back door. I made it as far as the back porch, then froze in my tracks when I saw what was after the pigs. I shined my light onto something right out of a werewolf movie. It was bent over the rails of the pig pen, grabbing at the pigs as they ran back and forth and squealed. When it saw me, it stood up and bared its teeth and growled at me. It was at least 7 foot tall, maybe even taller. It had the upper body of a professional bodybuilder. It was covered in black hair and had a head like a huge German police dog. I would never forget those pointy ears and snarling snout. I raised the shotgun holding the flashlight against the barrel and shot it right in the center of its chest. I was about 40 feet away from it and seen the hair part on its chest where the buckshot hit. The buckshot didn't seem to affect this thing much at all. My sister came out behind me to see what was going on. She had turned on the porch light on her way out. She gasped when she saw the thing. She said, "Gee, what is it?" in a shaky voice. I said, "I don't know. Go back in the house." I broke the shotgun down, ejecting the spent shell and dropped another one in the barrel and clicked it shut. The beast went down and snatched up a pig with one hand and with the other hand pushed the pig's head back. And I heard a loud pop. It had broken the pig's neck, killing it instantly. The pig went limp and the beast threw it over its shoulder. Then it bared its much too long teeth at me and growled again. As I raised the barrel of the shotgun towards it, it turned and leaped at least 15 feet in one bounce. It ran towards the tree line. I fired at it, aiming for the center of its back. I think I hit it again, but I can't be entirely sure. Then, with another impossible leap, it vanished into the trees. My dad came out and said, "What? Was it a coyote?" I said, "Dad, I don't know. I just know that it was big. I don't know what it was, but it got one of our pigs." Dad said, "Didn't you hit it with your shot?" I said, "Yeah, Dad, I hit it with the shot. I think I hit it at least once, but it ran off anyway." "I don't know what it was, Dad." My dad said, "Well, unload the gun, hang it back up, and go back to bed." G was visibly scared as he told this story. He said he and his sister had talked about it at the bus stop the next day. They decided to keep what had happened to themselves as they figured no one would believe them anyway. He told us that we were the first ones he had ever told about the encounter. He swore that every word of it was true. I don't know if this thing G saw is real or not, but I do believe that he saw something and shot it. I think it may have been a Bigfoot that threw those small trees and made that god-awful screaming that we heard. I think G may have seen a dog man. When I wrote of my encounter to the BFRO, they called and asked permission, and then sent two field investigators to my house within a week of getting the report. They didn't seem to care about anything. They wanted to go back to the spot where we had camped. I took them close and pointed them in the direction, but we would not go any closer than a few miles of that spot. Also, before I end this story, I do need to mention that there was a military presence seen by many who lived up there that year, both on the ground and in helicopters. But anyway, these accounts are entirely true. Thank you for your work, and keep up the fine narrations. My encounter is very brief, but I hope it's interesting to you nonetheless. I was deer hunting, and I kept hearing something rustling around my stand, kind of like in a circling motion. I kept getting glimpses of something through the scrubs. I thought it was a hog or something like that. Then I got a horrible stench like a skunk mixed with a wet dog, and something dead. What I saw next, I will never forget. This thing was like the biggest dog I have ever seen. It stepped out of the bushes. It was on all fours and quickly went back in. I saw this thing for only a split second, but I know what I saw. Honestly, I wasted no time after this. I was pretty sure I had just seen the Michigan Dogman that I'd heard about all my life. I packed up everything I could as quickly as I could, and I hauled ass out of there. I don't hunt anymore, and constantly am aware of things around me since we live in the woods. What I saw, no man could stop if it wanted to. Thank you for sharing my story. I know it was super brief and I only saw it for a second, but I'm positive it was the Dogman. There's no way any natural wolf or dog could be that big, even on all fours. Hey Swamp Dweller, here's a story that my daughter shared with me. So, what happened was, my daughter, who was still at home in her first year of cosmetology school, and a friend had gone to Wichita to a show, and on their way home driving on a country road to cut over from a highway to our house, came around a bend in the road. Their headlights swept across the road in front of them, and standing by the side of the road, near the guardrail of the concrete bridge, was what they described as a werewolf. The girls were so frightened, when telling me, that it took them a bit to calm down enough to get some sense out of them. The road is a north-south road. The sighting was a quarter mile from town. The bridge is just a small one that goes over a runoff creek, and my guess is the Dogman was too big to go under it, but had to go over it instead, and was coming up the draw from the creek bottom. They were in the wrong place at the wrong time. My daughter's car was small, a Chevy Cavalier, and she said the lights didn't reach this thing's face, so they didn't get any eye shine. But it was huge. It was black, and the height and width of a cow on all fours. All they could focus on was the muzzle and the huge razor-sharp teeth when it peeled its lips back and snarled at them. She said it could have reached out and touched their car if it wanted to, but it didn't. She screamed as she stomped on the gas. They were both looking behind once they got into town, because they were so worried that it was chasing them. She wiped her eyes and said, "I think we saw a freaking werewolf, Mom." I seriously remember the hair standing up on the back of my neck. After asking her if she was sure she hadn't seen a Sasquatch and her saying, "Mom, you don't understand, it was the biggest wolf I had ever seen in my life. It wasn't a Bigfoot, it was a werewolf." I just had no idea what they saw, but they were very scared, and I told her to never drive on that road at night again. I felt kind of hopeless. Flash forward 10 years and I hear a story on YouTube on your YouTube channel called Dogman, and the light bulb came on. I was like, oh my god, this is what those two girls saw here in Kansas, of all places. I sent her the YouTube video, and she was pretty shaken up but relieved to know that this was a real thing. If it helps to know, this area is about 2, maybe 3 miles from a river, which is east of the road they saw it on. They didn't get a good look at it, as it was pretty dark outside that night. All they saw was the front, shoulders, chest, head, and apparently teeth. Those were the details they gave me. My family comes from the Dominican Republic, and you don't usually hear about a lot of supernatural stuff going on around, since they have a low belief in the supernatural. A little background on my dad. He is 6'1", and is very athletic, and loves fishing. Until one night, my dad came across what I believe is a dogman. Him and 4 of his friends went out one night fishing to a rural location, where one side of the road is full of sugarcane, and the other side of the road is where you can see the ocean, and if you're not careful, you can fall off and die. My dad says that everything was quiet. It was one of those times where you could hear anything. You could hear a lot of dogs barking and animals walking, he said. He had this strong gut feeling like someone was walking or watching him. He looks around everywhere and sees nothing. About 10 minutes later, and he goes to check around again, and nothing is out of place. His friend A says, "Hey, the nearest gas station is about 7 miles away, and it's really dark to go on foot." So they decide to take the motorcycle they had mounted at the back of the Jeep. My dad says that halfway back to the gas station, he sees this black figure running through the hard sugarcane, like nothing, and he starts to think it's his imagination, so he leaves it alone at first. About 5 minutes after, his friend A stops the motorcycle, shuts off the engine, and tells my dad to be very silent because there's a black figure on 4 legs following them. He first thought it was a dog, but once he noticed the long human-looking legs, he knew it was something very dangerous. My dad says the creature or thing got on the 2 legs and looked straight at them for what felt like an eternity. He describes it was 7 to 8 feet tall, muscular, with a gray, dark fur. It had long, human-looking hands and a German Shepherd-looking snout with sharp teeth from the beginning to the end of its snout. He says it had a humanoid-looking face and icy blue eyes. But the most creepy part about this encounter was the deep, chill growl and deep, creepy howl before jumping back to the sugarcane. My dad says he spent a week with high fevers and chills every time a dog howled at night. He says after that encounter, he had never been fishing at night again either. I probably sound crazy to you, but I have seen this thing twice within a 3-month span. After that, I moved from that area. Thank God. I was 16 and had just got my license, and my brother sold me a 1989 T-top Camaro. I was told about an old auction house out in the middle of nowhere. I was asking around because I was bored and needed some people to hang out with. It turned out to be 1 mile behind where I lived, which was convenient. If you want, I can send you the Google Map picture of the roads I was on at the time of the two encounters. You will see that they are only about a 3-mile radius and have woodland on either side of them. So, I went to the auction and made friends with a guy named Bob for the purposes of this video. He asked me for a ride home because he was trying to hook up with the auctioneer's daughter. He let his ride go without him. So, we were staying over late because he was trying to hook up with the girl, like I said. After the auction had closed, it was about 11 p.m. and pitch black when we finally left. As I was going down the road the auction was on, we came to a curb that was closer to the wood line than the straightaway. As we started to go to the curb, Bob screamed to stop, so I slammed on the brakes, thinking he was crazy. Then he said under his voice, "Look to the right." I did spot a pair of glowing red eyes about 2 feet off the ground. I said, "Is that a coyote?" Bob said the eye shine reminded him of one, but coyotes were orange, not red. I said, "Well, do you have a weapon, and do you have a coyote permit?" He said yes to both. It is not uncommon for people to carry concealed guns in the countryside of Kentucky. He pulled out a .22 long revolver from his coat, then stood up out of the T-top. He draws his weapon and shoots, firing all 6 rounds into the spot with the eyes. He then replies to go grab our supper jokingly. I bent over to get a flashlight out of the glove box. As I bent over, I saw the eyes again, but they had gone from 2 feet to 8 feet tall. At that point, I smashed on the gas pedal while still bent over towards the glove box, and Bob screams, "What the hell, man?" I replied, "We will come back and get it in the morning." We went back to find no blood and no dead animal. What we did find was one large dog-looking footprint and limbs broken off at about 7 feet tall. It's insane to think what could have been there. I've never told anyone about this afterward, but I know it was a dog man. Thanks for listening to these creepy Dogman Encounter Stories. You guys have been requesting for a long time now that I re-record some of these classics that have been deleted. So, I finally did it. If you enjoyed these, please hit that like button as it helps me out a ton. And if you want me to record more classic Dogman Encounters, let me know in the comments down below. If you have a story you would like to share in a future video, whether it be a Dogman Encounter or something else, be sure to submit it at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. I would love to share your story with everyone here in the swamp, as stories like yours that help keep this show going. Man, it felt good to record some of these classic stories that I haven't read in a long, long time. Some of these stories were some of the first ones that were ever sent to me, so it feels good. Nice nostalgia. If you guys aren't aware, you can download your favorite Swamp Dweller Scary Stories on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, and just about every other major podcasting platform out there. If you're new to the Swamp, why not join us? Hit that subscribe button and turn on notifications to never miss a new video, as I upload them almost every single day, and all things natural and supernatural. If you made it all the way to the end of the video, the code word for today is oversized dog. Comment that down below to confuse everybody who didn't make it to the end, and it also lets me know how many of you do listen to the end. See you guys soon with another creepy video.